This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
School holidays are almost upon us, and it's the perfect time now to head to your local library to grab some holiday reads. But it is very easy to get overwhelmed by the amount of choices on the shelves. So on the line, I've got our literary correspondent, Nicole the Librarian, to give us some tips on what to read through the holidays. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning, Sam. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. I'm pretty excited about holidays, but even more excited about the options for reading. Can you start with perhaps a fiction recommendation for adults? What's good right now?
It's really hard to choose at the moment when there's so much amazing fiction out there to read. But I'm actually going to recommend a book from a few years ago from 2018 that people may have missed. So this is definitely one you can find in your local library. And the book is called Dear Mrs. Bird by A.J. Pearce. And it's set in London in the midst of World War II and the Blitz. And it's about a woman called Emmy Lake who dreams of becoming a journalist and working as a lady war correspondent. But a terrible misunderstanding at a job interview leads her to becoming the assistant to Mrs. Bird, the woman who responds to the agony aunt letters sent to the magazine instead. So Mrs. Bird won't allow any letters which contain inappropriate themes or unpleasantness, but Emmy finds herself drawn to the letters sent in by women who are really struggling in the midst of the war. So she decides to secretly write back to them, pretending to be Mrs. Bird. So of course this then leads to major complications and issues. But this is actually a really funny and enjoyable book to read, but it does have a lot of depth as it considers the experiences, particularly of the women left behind during World War II in a country which found itself very much at the forefront of the war. So I thoroughly enjoyed this one, Dear Mrs. Bird by A.J. Pearce.
All right, and because it was out in 2018, I'm sure it's on the shelves. You can grab it
definitely
before library shut for the Easter break. Now, let's move on. If fiction isn't quite your style, have you got a non-fiction read you can recommend?
I guess somewhat continuing with the theme of World War II, my non-fiction recommendation is an autobiography which was released last year called The Happiest Man on Earth. So it's about Eddie Jacku, a German Jew who in November 1938 found himself beaten, arrested and sent to a concentration camp. So over the next 7 years he was imprisoned in two concentration camps including Auschwitz. He was sent on a Nazi death march, but he actually survived and was rescued by Allied forces, and he moved to Australia in 1950 and has volunteered at the Sydney Jewish Museum since it started in 1992. So this non-fiction read, his biography really speaks of his commitment after surviving the war to smile every day and live his best possible life. So he believes himself to be the happiest man on earth, and his autobiography was released last year to coincide with his 100th birthday. Yeah, it's incredible. It's certainly a book which makes you rethink your problems in life and consider what it truly means to be content and happy. It's a great read.
All right, that's The Happiest Man on Earth. Now, it is school holidays. Do you have a recommendation that will keep primary school age kids reading?
Absolutely. So for primary school kids, I'm going to recommend a series. Again, it started in 2018, but there's now 7 books in the series, and the latest one was released just a couple of weeks ago. So that's Kenzie and Max by Jacqueline Harvey, and this would be appropriate for children, I'd say, years 3 to 6 in primary school. So it tells the story of girl-boy twins, Kenzie and Max, who one day are whisked off to London and discover their parents are missing. And as the situation unfolds, many things don't add up for them. There's a strange new school. There's these bizarre grannies on their street keeping an eye on them. They keep finding coded message and they begin to suspect all the adults around them are keeping secrets. So this series is excellent for children who like to read books with a bit of mystery. Throughout all the books, Kenzie and Max are continuing to search for their parents while having adventures themselves and solving mysteries along the way. So Jacqueline Harvey's a fantastic author, very prolific, but she's great at creating characters with whom children can really connect. So this should be a winner with children aged, I'd say, 8 to 12.
Oh, that's excellent. What about teenagers, high schoolers? What's going to have them sticking their nose in a book through the holidays?
Okay, well, this has got to be one of my favourite reads in recent times. I am recommending The Left-Handed Booksellers of London by Garth Nix. This has just recently been released, and it is a rollicking good read. I absolutely loved it. It's a fantasy novel, but it's more in the style of an alternative parallel world rather than a whole self-contained fantasy world like Lord of the Rings. So it's set in London in 1983. It's about Susan, who's in her late teens, early 20s. She's looking for her father, a man she has never met, and she encounters Merlin. He's a young left-handed bookseller. So Susan finds out that Merlin is part of an extended family of magical beings who police mythical fantasy creatures when they decide to intrude on the modern world. So the family are all booksellers. The left-handed ones are the fighters who keep the fantasy beings in check. The right-handed ones, like Merlin's sister, are the intellectual ones who organise their strategies and attacks. So Susan and Merlin decide to team up together as she seeks to find out who her father is, and he looks to uncover what happened to his mother when she died mysteriously years ago. So it soon turns out the two quests may be connected as they both just seek to find out the truth about their families and who they are. This book is so funny. It is really well written. It would definitely appeal to teenagers, probably older teenagers, so I'd say kind of over the age of 14 or 15, but adults would also love this one too. Garth Nix has created an amazing parallel world, and right from the start, you're thrown into it and expected to go along on this crazy ride with Susan as she discovers there is more to the world than what she has known.
That's so cool. I'm really keen to read that one especially. But let's go through those books. So we've got Dear Mrs. Bird, The Happiest Man on Earth, the Kenzie and Max series for the younger kids, and for the older kids, The Left-Handed Booksellers of London. Nicole, thank you so much for giving us the inside scoop on the best books right now. And you have a fantastic school holiday break yourself, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you. Yeah, sounds good. Thanks.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.